And I believe the Lord ministers to all of us a lot. But the Lord ministers to me. And particularly when Rhoda said, let's be quiet. And I thought, wow, God, you are good. Because even though we didn't plan it, that was a big part of my talk today, that we need to listen to God. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. But I'll come to that in a minute. But thank God, that's how the church works together. We pray together as a unit, and God then answers the prayer according to his will. And that's what we do. Okay, so last week we learned, I'll just pick up from where Edward said last week, one of the things he said, that for us to pray effectively, we need to pray according to God's will. You see, you can pray 1,000 prayers, you can pray from here to Timbuktu. If it's not something God intends to do, it's not going to happen. Okay, so the quicker we realize that. But mind you, let me just throw it on the other side. Don't worry if you are praying for an aeroplane and you are not a pilot, as example we had last week. God doesn't want you to crash and kill a lot of people. That's why he's not giving you. But otherwise, God's intention is good for us. He wants to bless us, not just in eternity, but right here on earth. But we just need to put things in perspective. So that's why we need to pray according to the will of God. So we heard that we need to pray according to scriptures. And that is good. That is fantastic. But we all experience, or maybe we have been guilty ourselves of praying in scriptures and just ascribing scriptures to ourselves. You know, God made a lot of promises in the scriptures. I read that somebody counts how many promises. So there are 3,573 promises in the Bible. Promises of God. And 50 times in King James Version, the word promise come up. So promise is there, fills the Bible. But what we know about, and we have experienced ourselves, is we're claiming the promise, not thinking about some conditions attached to those promises. This is where the ministries of the name and claim of the prosperity Christianity, that's where they preach from. We're not doing that in King's Church. Okay, God wants to bless us, no doubt about that. And God is blessing us. But we have to do our part. We have to obey him, we have to listen to him, we have to do things he's asking us to do. And that's how we get the fullness of our relationship in Christ. So we need to concentrate about praying according to the will of God. Very briefly, I just want to just recap what we know already. So prayer is a communion, it's to and from God. You speak to God. God speaks back to you. God loves us. When we've accepted him into our lives, we are claiming we love him. It's a loving relationship. Remember, we have to pray to him as God because he's awesome. His ways are higher than our ways. We have to humble ourselves because we know nothing. And we have to keep asking him to help us. But prayer is very important, and it's a two-way conversation. That is why when we pray and we set time to listen to God during our prayer time, we're not just, you know, people wake up in the morning, they've got only 5 minutes or 3 minutes before they go into the bathroom, get on their knees, God, I want this gift shop, God, a shopping list, and then go up from their prayer and they're gone. That's not it. If you treat your spouse, your partner, somebody you love that way, they won't appreciate that. How much more God? So we need to give time. We need to listen. Ask God to speak back to us. Even when we ask something, before we ask God, let me ask according to your will. After we ask, we say, God, what are you saying to me? Even if he did not give you that time, God, what are you saying to me? God wants to talk to us all the time. That's why he created us, to be in communion with us, not just now, but for all eternity. So prayer is that conversation to and fro from God. We need to pray as individuals, so we have individual prayer times, but we also need to pray as a community. We are doing that as we as we teach on corporate prayer. We need to set time apart regularly to pray, and we need to have a place to pray. So if we don't have those things set as humans, we might forget about them. We might not do them. So even that 5 minutes that you rush to say your prayer, or if that's all you're doing, I hope you can do more. But continue doing that, and God will speak to you even during that time. So it's better to have a pattern of prayer. This is when I pray. This is the place I pray. We need to associate ourselves with churches in the homes, in our teams that we work for in the church. If you are fortunate to be working in a place where they can also pray together. So praying as an individual, praying as a team is very important. Okay, so we need to humble ourselves in prayer. Jesus is our friend. The Holy Spirit is there to be with us all the time. It's all jolly and good, but we're not as holy as they are. God is holy, He's awesome. You see, we cannot just do whatever we like in His presence. We need to humble ourselves and ask God to help us. We need to pray in the Spirit at all times. And this is the crux of my message. Praying in the Spirit at all times. That is the way, apart from reading the Scriptures, even when you read the Scriptures and you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will help you to understand the Scriptures you have read, will help you to know whether that promise is for you right now and now, or whether that promise is for eternity, or whether that promise is, wait, I'm going to do it for you next year, or whether that promise is, just keep asking. You don't know. If you haven't heard from God, no problem. Just keep asking. But God wants to speak to us by His Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, He said, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the lost people." But the key words there is, keep and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So pray, sing a psalm, sit down, stand up, worship the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit as you pray. All those kind of things is what we do in prayer. And they all count. Okay, so the Bible tells us to pray in the Spirit. Why do we need to pray in the Spirit? The short answer is that so that we will know the will of God. But I want to just divert a little bit and say about prayer. There are some times when it's so difficult to pray, and I would like to share a personal experience with you about praying at difficult times. You know, when things happen, when there's panic, when there's chaos, it's very difficult to put words together to a fellow human being, not to talk of putting words together to God, the Almighty. Praying in the Spirit is what we can do at that time. About 1992, I had a very, very close friend. He was my best friend. We were in the university together. We just had our 21st year birthday. We wore the same suit. He was rich. He used to work, come with some money, and then we spend it. And we were gorgeous young men. Okay, I was thinking about that in the past few days. But my friend died. If I said I loved somebody at that time of my life, he was the love of my life. And he had a condition, we thought it was ulcer of the stomach. But he eventually died of enterocolitis mellitus. I don't know what that is, but that, I never forgot that name. So this guy became sick. He was in hospital. I was with him in hospital. And at the time, he was about to die. He was gasping for breath. I was with his real brother. I was a brother to him. He was with his elder brother as well. And the doctor said, "Wow, there's nothing you can do. You need to leave the room now. All you can do is pray for him." Oh my God. I wasn't even a Christian. I was raised in a Muslim family, but I wasn't practicing either. And then we both rushed out of the room. And then I knelt down in the corridor, and no word came out of me. I couldn't hurt her a word. If I'm listing the regrets of my life, that would be one of them. My friend was dying. the professionals, they've given up. We were desperate. They were at the end of their whatever they can do. And even them said, all you can do is pray. And I struggled. I don't know if he will have died still, but that's not the point. The point is I failed to do my duty. I failed to do all I could have done in my capacity to help him. You see, when things are going wrong, I mean, the closest I can say to it nowadays is sometimes I'm in an aeroplane and there's turbulence and we're thinking we're going to die. I just pray in the spirit and I have that peace. That whatever happens, it doesn't mean we will not crash. We could crash and die, but I have the joy of God in my heart. I know where I'm going. You see, that's what we need to get from prayer a lot, to know that no matter what happens, our God is on the throne. Our God is reigning. Even if it ends here, we are going home, you know, to everlasting joy. So desperate moment, it is difficult to pray. But if you can pray in the spirit, you will be able to pray, no matter what is going on. Because you could use groans, you could speak in tongues, you could just keep quiet and just communicate to God that way. That is how we pray to God. We shouldn't wait for desperate times to do those kind of prayers. In fact, in any prayer session, which is unhurried, we are all sad, we don't even know what to pray for, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to know what to pray for. Okay? And even when we pray that in spirit, we might not know what we've prayed for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in prayer. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who knows the mind of God. Because of time, I cannot read all the Bible verses that I've put up. Only the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. You can get that from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 10 to 12. The Holy Spirit is willing to help us in our prayer. Okay, so all we need to do is invite him. He intercedes for us according to God's will. I'll read that because that's very important. This is Romans 8, 26 to 27. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Okay? So even the scriptures, we say we pray according to God's will from the scripture. That scripture is also God's breath. It's the Holy Spirit who is the divine convener, author of all the scriptures. He will help us to understand it. If we are not using scriptures, he will help us to link us to the mind of God so we can pray according to the will of God. Our mind cannot sustain what is in the mind of God. That is why he's giving us the Holy Spirit to help us, to take the message to and fro as we communicate, as we commune with a God who is far higher than us. So that's what my message is all about this morning. It's about, you know, allowing, inviting the Holy Spirit and humbling ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us so that we can pray according to the will of God. We're going to have prayer sessions at the end, so I've got like 5 minutes more to finish. But how does the Holy Spirit help us? A lot of the characteristics we've read about, but mind you, Holy Spirit is God. It's one of the Trinity. It's equal. God, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. They are all one. One God, but three in one. They all have their three different characteristics. The Holy Spirit is a man. It's a he. Okay, so whether it comes as a wind or as any form or shape or as a dove, whatever way we've experienced it, is a he. He has feelings as well. Okay, but God, Father, through Jesus, has given us the Holy Spirit and said with the Holy Spirit we can do all things that he asking us to do. So the Holy Spirit, one of the first things he does is to help us to overcome our unbelief. Okay, so people who have not been saved, there's nothing you can tell them to get saved. except the Holy Spirit help them to overcome whatever barrier they put in their lives. I have a friend who his barrier was that he was better than a pastor. And what he did was, he's a rich guy, I have rich friends, but he's a rich guy and alive, and he gave a bus, he gave a coach to a church and to the pastor. And because he saw the pastor was using the coach to do his own private business and not using it for the church, that my friend was put off. And he said, if I'm better than him, and he's a pastor. But it doesn't matter. He was able to overcome his unbelief once he understand, this my friend, that it doesn't matter. God is not using somebody to judge you. God is using himself and you. And so if you have accepted Jesus Christ, you become holy and righteous in the presence of God. It's only the Holy Spirit that can help people to understand what God has done for us and to be able to give our lives to Jesus. So it helps us to overcome our unbelief. Once we become a Christian, sometimes we struggle and we lose faith. The Holy Spirit still helps us to overcome whatever difficulty. It gives us faith in everything we do. It strengthens us in prayer so we don't get tired. When we get tired, we ask Holy Spirit help us. It strengthens us to continue to pray. He helps us to pray according to the will of God. And when we listen to him, he helps us to understand God's direction. But we have to listen. If we are not quiet, if we keep babbling on, and then we went away, if we spend 10 hours in that prayer session, it's nothing. It's useless. Because what God wants to communicate to us in that conversation, we did not wait for it. So it's key to always listen out for the voice of the Holy Spirit as he helps us to understand the will of God. So when we listen sometimes, the Holy Spirit might give us a task to do, but he will also strengthen us to be able to do that task. A personal experience, I was struggling with work. I had so many things to do. And I said, God, help me. And I listened, and God said, go and help somebody do that. And I thought, wow. I almost said, maybe I shouldn't have prayed. Because I had so many to do. And he gave me more. He said, go and do that. But I did not resist. I did it. Because in the mind of God, what I did actually now helped me to solve the problem I had. But I wouldn't have seen it. I would have just continued in my own way. So sometimes when we listen to God, he will tell you something that seems impossible, that seems too big for you to do, but it's not. God will not give us something we cannot do. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to do whatever he has called us to do. So I'm just going to round up with a few practical applications, what we need to do. I've spoken about all of them so far. We need to spend time in prayer. As individuals, as a group, we need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us in our prayer. We can't do it ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. We need to learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit, because left to us, our flesh, we want to do something different. Our mind is not the mind of God. Our hearts are desperately wicked. So it's only by the help of the Holy Spirit that you change our heart, turn our mind to do things according to his will. We need to surrender at all times to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to build quiet times in our prayers. We've spoken about that. We need to ask for more gifts of the Holy Spirit. You see, gift of the Holy Spirit is being, some people don't even want it. And I want to encourage you as we pray in a few minutes, if you desire the gift of the Holy Spirit, they're all listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 to 11. If you need the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, please, God wants to use you and give you those gifts to be able to accomplish things to the glory of his holy name. Do not be ashamed. Some people frown on it. Some young people feel, oh, what are those things? Some old people don't like it. that this is available to us as children of God to use to propagate the kingdom of Christ, you know, and to bless ourselves, to bless our community. I'll invite you. Please do not be shy. Come up. Ask for people to lay hands on you so that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, so you can perform exploits to the glory of Christ's holy name. Okay, so we need to keep asking. Even if you have, keep asking for more gift of the Holy Spirit. And when God has given you, you need to use it to bless the community where God has placed you. And once you've done that, you need to give all the glory to Jesus. Thank you.